Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Imagination Meditation is coming to YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel and enjoy relaxing, looping animations of our critters by amazing artist Crispy Boat. They are certain to lull you into a blissful meditative state. Today's meditation is a California sea lion, and we're going to deal with being away from home with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but please feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself seated on a flat surface with your back sitting up tall in a gently relaxed way, or lying down. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. California sea lions are pinnipeds, also known as seals, that are characterized by their long flippers that allow them to walk on all fours, as well as swim efficiently through the ocean. Built with a big chest and belly, males weigh about 300 kilograms or 660 pounds and are about 2.4 meters or 8 feet long, while females are about 100 kilograms or 200 pounds and 1.8 meters or 6 feet long. They have short, thick fur and little ear flaps, and their whole bodies are a streamlined shape to help them move fast in water. They can reach speeds of 56 kilometers or 35 miles an hour in water, and their range runs along the Pacific coast of North America, from Alaska down to Mexico. They spend much of their time out at sea, but do come to shore. They will hang out in groups on beaches called rookeries from May through August, while they build up fats to carry them through the colder months. This animal was inspired by a listener named Emery, who's preparing to be away from home this summer while attending camp. Going away from home can feel challenging, and so as summer approaches, and many kids and families are going to be departing on trips to enjoy the fresh air and sunshine, I thought this would be a great opportunity to focus on how to deal with worries associated with being away from home. Sea lions migrate, and humans also migrate. Both may do it purposely for short or longer stints, but also sometimes because we do not have a choice. But that's okay, because we can make ourselves comfortable with being away by being just like a sea lion. Okay, little sea lion, you have just swum to shore after a long stint at sea with your family. You like it at sea. It's familiar and fun, and you're not quite sure what to expect on the shore or who or what you'll see, and that's okay. Some would say that's all part of the fun. You're going to be away from your loved ones for a little while, but don't you worry, because wherever your heart is where your home is. That's a lot of is's. But as long as your heart is beating inside of you, you have your home and family right there inside of you, with you always. So let's start off by taking a deep breath in and letting a big breath out. Breathe in that fresh seashore air. Breathe in and breathe out. You may notice in this new place, there are new sights and sounds that are a bit unfamiliar to you. So if you want, just keep your eyes closed and don't feel overwhelmed. You're safe inside of yourself as you ease into this new environment you'll be staying in for a little while. Breathe in and smell the new smells surrounding you. Again, they may be a little bit new and different, but just breathe them in anyway. The air still contains oxygen, and we need that, so just breathe. Maybe a little fishy on the shore, but thinking positively about it, you love fish. So it's actually a wonderful smell to you, even if it's in an unfamiliar context. It's new, It's different, but it's actually something you like. So you'll find that in a few breaths, you probably won't notice the newness at all. The sun above you in the sky is the same sun that kisses you with sunbeams in every other place you've ever lived. So find those familiar touch points to focus on. Breathe in the warm, familiar sunshine, and then breathe it out. The sand you're on may feel a bit unfamiliar too, so the best thing to do is to just breathe in that newness to help you get used to it. What about it feels different? Maybe it feels a little harder or softer than the places you've been before. It may take a little bit to get used to, but like the other places you've been and love, they were once new to you too. You're just used to it now, and so you miss it. But if you're open to it, you'll soon get used to this new place too. And you'll come to miss that newness after you leave it again, believe it or not. Life is about getting used to new things, and those new things soon become familiar, and then you get totally used to them, and eventually you won't want to ever leave them either. A thing that feels new now will soon become a familiar thing you will eventually come to miss and need to let go of. New things, or places, or foods can feel scary or challenging or hard to adapt to at first, but they can also become things that you love if you let yourself feel open to it. So let's let ourselves feel open to the newness, little sea lion. Let's breathe in all the new sights and sounds and smells and creatures that are surrounding us. Don't hide from the new. Breathe in the new. Let's breathe them all in. Breathe in. And breathe out. As you lay on this beautiful beach, and it truly is beautiful, you notice a little shell is resting on your belly. You don't know how it got there, but it's there. Perhaps you rolled on it and it stuck to your fur, and so it's there, and we're going to use this shell to help us today. It doesn't have to be a shell, it can be a rock or a piece of driftwood or maybe a little critter that reminds you of home. Maybe you brought it from home, the sea lion version of a stuffed toy. You can lay yourself back on your new spot and put it on your belly. Mine is a little seashell. So I'm going to breathe into that shell on my belly top, and I'm going to make my belly shell rise and fall as I breathe in and out. When I breathe in, my belly is going to rise as my lungs fill with air, and when I breathe out, my belly shell is going to fall as I let all my air out. Now, I want this rising and falling to be smooth and gentle, not a roller coaster flying up and down. Roller coasters are for people, and you are a sea lion. So let's help our bellies rise and fall gently. Breathe in and breathe out. Watch your little belly shell or your critter rise and fall as you breathe. Breathe in and watch them rise. And breathe out and watch them fall. Breathe in, rise. Breathe out and fall. You now notice yourself feeling more relaxed as you breathe. Taking in air calms us, and that's what we want to feel, little sea lion. Sometimes when we miss home, We have little pangs of concern, but you can breathe those concerns away as you watch your belly shell rise and fall. Breathe in and breathe out. Rise, little critter, and then gently go back down, little critter. Even if you don't have a critter, you can picture it in your mind, little sea lion. Picture something that reminds you of home resting on your belly, and breathe in a belly full of air, giving it some love, and then breathe out, expelling any feelings you have of missing it. The feelings of missing home will rise up and away into the sky as you begin to feel more comfortable with where you are now in this moment. Breathe in the new surroundings, which now feel familiar and safe, and breathe out any worries you had. Breathe in the familiarity, and breathe out the concern, which gets carried away, far away, on the ocean wind. You feel ready to accept these new surroundings. You feel safe and secure here in your mind and in your breath. And if you breathe in the feeling of being secure, then you will be secure. You are secure. You're safe in this new place, little sea lion, and you are ready to be in the newness and bring yourself to it, to participate and explore and experience every wonderful new thing this beautiful wide world has to offer. Your home is always inside your heart, little sea lion, so you can never leave it, and no one can take it away, no matter where in the world you are. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this has helped you feel better about being in a new place and getting past missing home. You can return to this meditation again and again to help you whenever you feel troubled with being in a new place or being away from your familiar space. You can always find your home inside of yourself. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what animal you'd like to imagine. We get some great suggestions. We take all our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying imagination meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share this series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.